The recent meeting of the UW Systems Board of Regents made news last week when President Ray Cross decided not to go forward with plans to have chancellors give short presentations on the impact of the recent $250 million budget cuts to their campuses.
Democratic lawmakers criticized the move, but reporting from the Wisconsin State Journal says President Ray Cross decided the presentations could have become a two-hour drumbeat of repetitive negative news.
This week, the Wisconsin State Journal obtained copies of those canceled presentations, and higher education reporter Nico Savage reported on the findings, and he joins us now. Nico, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So is there any reluctance from UW system chancellors to pass along these presentations about the effects of budget cuts?
You know, once we got kind of past the Board of Regents meeting, what UW system officials said was that they were taking, kind of pulling together each of these campus-produced documents summarizing how the budget cuts have been carried out, and they were giving them to the Board of Regents, and they were also going to be making them publicly available. So on Monday afternoon, in response to some criticism from legislators, from Democratic legislators, who say the cuts should have gotten a more public hearing, the board's president, Regina Milner, sent them a letter and included within that a link to where we could find all of these all of these documents, essentially summarizing where the rubbers hit the road with these budget cuts and how different UW campuses have been carrying them out.
So looking system-wide, big picture now, what did you see about the most common ways that UW campuses are dealing with these cuts?
Well, just about everybody's been cutting jobs. Each of the UW system's 14 four-year colleges, its four-year universities, its two-year colleges, its extension programs, they've been cutting jobs through buyouts, through layoffs, through contracts that they weren't extending. They've also been closing several vacant positions. UW-Eau Claire, for instance, cut about 15% of its workforce. So we're seeing a lot of these universities shedding jobs, usually staff jobs, administration jobs, that sort of thing. We're seeing a lot of campuses go that route. We're also, one result of them shedding jobs and another strategy that we've seen is a reduction in the number of course offerings and cuts to the number of class sections. More than half of UW's four-year universities wrote in their budget presentations that they were going to do that, predicting it would increase class sizes and also potentially making it take longer for students to be able to get a time to degree, because if there's only so many spots in a given class and you're not able to get that one, you might have to wait another semester. And we've seen a few others, you know, like I mentioned, cuts to administration, cutting resources for advising, which also has an impact on students. Generally, those were some of the big core areas where we're seeing the universities make cuts.
Did you get a sense of which particular campuses seem to be the most affected?
I think the ones that are kind of hardest hit, and this is what we've been hearing from UW officials and higher ed experts essentially since these budget cuts were announced, were always going to be the ones that did not have the ability to kind of raise extra money, campuses that were seeing their enrollment decline. So I mentioned UW-Eau Claire. The impact of the budget cut was sort of magnified by the fact that they also, on top of losing $7.7 million in state funding, lost another $1.5 million as a result of declining enrollment. So smaller schools, those programs that don't have, for instance, like UW-Madison, a base of wealthy alumni who, you know, not to say that there's not pain happening on those campuses, but they certainly have more ways to deal with them, to deal with those cuts than, say, a smaller campus that's, you know, entirely used up its budgetary reserve and you know, is not able to say, charge more for out-of-state tuition as UW-Madison has.
And were there any of those smaller campuses that had completely used up those reserve funds?
I feel like I keep harping on UW-Eau Claire, but they are one that mentioned it. It's sort of hard to know. These summaries were essentially documents prepared by, you know, 13 different organizations. So you're basically looking at, or 14, I should say, with UW colleges and extension. So you're kind of looking at 14 different takes on this. It's a little hard to get a direct comparison, but several do mention that they've either spent down their reserves to what they consider you know, unsustainable levels. UW-Madison, for instance, says it's only got about a week's worth of operating money within its reserve account. Or like UW-Eau Claire, they say that they've spent it entirely down to zero, and they call that a big kind of threat to the university's financial stability.
We're talking with Nico Savage right now. He covers higher education at the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about how UW system campuses are dealing with recent budget cuts. And the reserve funds, That has been in the news. We talked about that a bit. What about retaining faculty and how that plays into this financial picture?
Sure. Several universities mentioned that they have lost faculty. One thing that they attribute that to is their inability to pay them as competitively as they would like, pay them as well as they would like. They say that their faculty members are able to make more money if they go to other universities in other states or to private universities. I know at UW-Madison, there's been the complaint from administrators that essentially the cuts and also changes to tenure that several people say have made faculty more inclined to leave the university has resulted in the university having to spend more in order to retain those faculty. Chancellor Rebecca Blank saying at a Board of Regents meeting a few months ago that the university had spent about $8 million on retention efforts just in the first few months of the academic year. So it's certainly having an impact on that. If you talk to UW officials, that's what they'll tell you.
Now that these presentations have been released, is it still a contentious political matter about how this information should be used?
It would appear as though it is. I mean, we've seen Democratic legislators call in over the past week or so for public hearings in the legislative committees on higher education, and the Republican leaders of those committees. I know the Assembly's leader has basically said no, that we're not going to do that. Haven't heard a response from the Senate's leader. There's certainly, I think, Democrats would like much more attention to be drawn to this. They say that's because, you know, they want voters to, or they want voters and also local stakeholders and local politicians to know that essentially this is what happens when you cut your university system. On the other hand, you asked Governor Scott Walker's office about his response to the cuts, and his spokeswoman sent back a statement pointing out that the overall budget for the University of Wisconsin system was actually up slightly this year over the year prior. UW system officials say that's because they've been spending down those reserve funds. And basically the governor's spokesperson saying, quote, the UW should be able to fund its priorities given that. So certainly a lot of kind of disagreement over the significance of what's kind of detailed in these documents.
And looking at arguments that could be made from these presentations, did you see an overarching theme? You talked a little about this, but was there a strong presence of, look, these cuts are ultimately going to hurt students and maybe going to hurt retention and push back graduation rates?
I think that was certainly part of it. UW system officials specifically said that they wanted these presentations to be very factual and to be focusing on the impact on students and local economies. And you certainly saw that at work. We mentioned the, you know, issue with time to degree and advising resources that are available to students. We also saw that in several presentations, including UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee, which mentioned that they have not been able to add to growing programs like engineering and nursing and business, kind of add resources to expand those, which you could argue is affecting local economies if you're not able to you know, get people through those programs. So certainly a desire to show on the part of UW officials kind of where this is playing out for students and businesses off campus.
And UW Regents President Regina Miller said that the way these presentations were going to be used about the effect of the budget cuts, the more effective way she thought was to take it to the people. Do you have a sense about what that means and who might be approached with these?
Right. So President Milner said at the board's meeting last week in UW-Green Bay that essentially, if you really want to go through the impact, if you're a chancellor and you want to talk about the impact the budget cuts are having on your university, you need more than 5 minutes standing in front of the Board of Regents. What she says is that chancellors should be kind of engaging people at the more local level, talking with their, you know, local residents, with local business groups, local chambers of commerce, representatives in the legislature, talking with them about those impacts on kind of an in-person and kind of meeting people where they are was the phrase that she used in order to describe how this is playing out.
Nico, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Nico Savage covers higher education at the Wisconsin Journal Sentinel, and he joined us there to talk about how the UW system is dealing with budget cuts.